From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle to liberate the city. They say they are fearful to venture out because Islamic State militants who have taken over the city have become more brutal and unpredictable in their behavior. The general running the coalition's ground campaign in Iraq is urging government forces not to rush into the city, but to put unrelenting pressure on the enemy until he breaks.
I expect they're not going to let the Iraqis just walk into the city and establish a foothold. So I expect there'll be some level of defense there.
Major General Gary Valesky spoke to reporters via teleconference from Baghdad Wednesday. The international charity Save the Children says thousands of people have fled the Mosul area. The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rodskoy said a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 hours longer than originally planned, to allow civilians and rebels to safely leave the city's eastern side. Leaders of Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and France gathered Wednesday in Berlin for talks aimed at reestablishing the stalled Minsk peace agreement. The agreement was aimed at reaching a political settlement for eastern Ukraine. Amid escalating tensions between the West and Russia, German Chancellor Angela Merkel invited Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, and French President François Hollande to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk agreement. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says one of its service members and an American civilian were killed Wednesday in a shooting near a coalition base in the Afghan capital, Kabul. It says another service member and two U.S. civilians were wounded and were in stable condition. The shooter, wearing an Afghan army uniform, was shot and killed by international forces. The International Criminal Court has convicted Congolese warlord Jean-Pierre Bemba and four others of witness tampering. Lisa Bryant reports.
Mr. Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo, the chamber finds you guilty under Article 70.
This is the second trial for Jean-Pierre Bemba at the International Criminal Court. The former vice president of the Democratic Republic of Congo is serving an 18-year sentence for war crimes and crimes against humanity related to widespread abuses by his forces in Central African Republic. This latest verdict finds Bemba and four members of his legal team guilty of bribing and otherwise influencing 14 defense witnesses to influence the outcome of his first trial. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are heading to their third debate late Wednesday. It will be the last time millions of Americans will have a chance to see the two candidates square off on a wide range of issues. Clinton will be showing up on the debate stage in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a growing lead in public opinion polls over Trump. In the unusually contentious campaign, both candidates have declared each other unfit to be president. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague on Wednesday in connection with attempted cyber attacks against the United States. Last week, the Obama administration formally accused the Russian government of hacking U.S. institutions in an attempt to influence the upcoming presidential election. Police have not said the arrested man was involved with the election-related hacking. Police in Europe announced Wednesday the arrest of 314 people from 52 different countries this week following a series of raids. Europol says it has broken up several human trafficking rings. The agency says it has disrupted the most dangerous criminal networks currently active, focusing on cases related to illegal immigration, human trafficking, drug trafficking, and cybercrime. Officials say the trafficking networks based in Nigeria, Asia, and Eastern Europe are the most active in Europe. A spacecraft from Earth has once again reached Mars. The European Space Agency said its Schiaparelli spacecraft entered the Martian atmosphere on Wednesday. So far, there has been no word as to if the probe has successfully landed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.